Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Hey guys, welcome back to Feet to the Fire. I've been talking about climate change this week, and I want to address Al Mohler's words on his podcast from Tuesday morning. I had, as I mentioned, a friend contact me and say, can't believe it, I heard it with my own ears, go check it out. And I did go check it out. Al Mohler said on his morning podcast, The Briefing, climate change is real. Now, if you don't know who Al Mohler is, he is the head of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, which allegedly is supposed to be one of the most conservative Christian seminaries in the U.S. He was part of the conservative resurgence in the 80s and into the 90s. He became the head of the president of that school. And this is supposed to be a crucial central hub of conservative Christian thought and ethics and philosophy. And yet we're seeing, you know, I say allegedly because we're seeing liberalism coming up in institutions like the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And I'm not trying to pick on Al, and I'm not saying he's a liberal. It's just you see conservatives acquiescing and then making these statements, guys that have been conservative for a very long time with a conservative legacy and reputation, making these statements where they're buying into the philosophy of the left and acquiescing. So let me read Al's entire quote because I want to put it in context. And I'll make a few comments during it. I'll try to keep that to a minimum. And then I'll give some commentary. I'm not trying to misquote him. But one of the problems is we've got to stop using the language of the left. Al Mohler said this, "We need to make clear there is a real problem. Just about everyone acknowledges now there is a real problem." No, Al, no they don't. That this is just like the evolutionists saying, we all have to acknowledge now the fossil record has shown it. The earth is millions of years old and we came from monkeys. And you have conservatives, part, you know, who push the day-age theory, old earth creationism, that push these ideas that we have to, the science is proven, we got to force that into Genesis and deny a six-day, literal six-day creation, and then justify evolution of humans from monkeys. Christians saying that it's a foregone conclusion. And, you know, shame on him for making that argument with environmentalism. It's not a foregone conclusion, just like evolution's not. And then he says, climate change is real. The degree to which it is a significant threat to humanity, that might be debatable. The extent to which humans have caused it and continue to exacerbate it, that's also debatable. But in general, you look at liberals and conservatives coming to a consensus that climate change is a serious issue. And what's concerning here is he's using the same language that leftists use to manipulate with their propaganda. Consensus. Scientific consensus, consensus of the scientific community, consensus. We have consensus on evolution. We have consensus on global warming. We have consensus on climate change. Why is he talking this way? Liberals and conservatives are not on a consensus. Not this conservative, at least, and I'm not just one solitary guy. Plenty of conservatives do not agree, and there is not proven science. You have to think in terms of evolution. There's as much proven science for global warming or climate change as there is for evolution, as in not, and it's cherry-picked science that you want to justify your wild opinion. Also, I have to say, he gives these caveats, climate change is real, and then he walks it back by saying, well, it's debatable if we've caused it, it's debatable if it's a threat. Then, Al, why are you using the phrase climate change? That if you're not talking about what the left calls climate change, then call it weather. Yes, weather is real, and God controls it. We've made the point on this show many times, not man. But if that's all you're saying, then just say that. But don't use the language of the left to try and meet them in the middle and have this subtle compromise. Oh, we kind of agree with what you're saying. It's the same thing with the social justice issue and CRT. Well, no, we don't adhere to radical CRT, but yeah, there's systemic racism and white privilege, and we're into social justice too. No, these are Marxist terms. These are Marxist ideas, Marxist phrases, evil anti-Christ philosophies, don't use it. It's the same as saying, hashtag me too, we care about women. No, no, they don't care about women. The people that invented the hashtag me too are the ones who objectify women constantly in movies and in media, who exploit women, who are in favor of no sexual restraint, no Christian ethics, no sexual boundaries, who promote graphic, gratuitous sexuality in media, and then they come up to us and say, hashtag me too. No, I'm not using their hashtag. They don't teach us how to treat women. We teach the world as Christians how to treat women. So I'm not using their hashtag me too. That's evil. They're BLM slogans. It's evil. All of it, 100%. We have to be dogmatic. And they constantly try to push Christians into this posture of saying, oh, well, we'll agree with, you'll have to agree with at least 1% or 5% of our argument. And then these Christians compromise and say, well, oh, well, you can agree a little bit. No, I 100% deny feminism and the Me Too movement. I 100% deny social justice and the BLM slogans and movement. I 100% deny the false religion of environmentalism and climate change. It is not real. It is not real. And if you got to give all these caveats, then call it weather. But see, here's the thing. Al, unfortunately, is compromising, and he's not talking about weather. If he was, he wouldn't have said this. He's talking about climate change, and he's saying that there's consensus, and he's compromising even a little bit on giving them credence and legitimizing their false religion and false philosophy. And that, I think, is a real problem for conservatives and Christians. We ought not, we should be immovable, dogmatic, I would say, on defending truth and denying any portion, even at the tiniest percentage, of these aberrant evil philosophies. So, he goes on. I said I would read it without interrupting, sorry. Christians understand we have a stewardship responsibility, but still it is not clear that we should take any particular option in order to try to achieve what these governments together have set as a goal of limiting the increase in what's defined as climate to 1.5 degrees Celsius. If there were an easy answer to this, we would take it. There isn't an easy answer. So he's actually saying there's not an easy answer to climate change. I mean, so he's saying it right there. He's not talking about weather, guys. He's talking about climate change, the left's version, and he's saying there's no easy answer. Al, there is. Shut down this phony religion. It's a lie. That's the easy answer. And even much of what's hypothesized isn't at all clear as you look to the future. There are certain steps that we can take, no doubt. There are certain steps that we should take. What? What steps? To appease the climate wackos? No. No, there are not steps we should take. But what you see, he continues, is a highly politicized context largely driven by the left, in which case you have the left actually favoring certain kinds of industries and favoring certain kind of theories because it will increase their political power. We're looking at a very interesting, very confusing situation. End quote. No, Al, we're not looking at an interesting, confusing situation. We're looking at two-bit leftist, Marxist, globalists, ideologues, who hate our country, hate the West, and want to tear down American world supremacy, America as a world superpower, economic and political world superpower, and military superpower. They want to tear it down, they hate Christianity, they hate what we stand for, and they want to destroy the West. It's not interesting, and it's not very confusing. It's very simple. Let's take apart a couple more things. This sentence, climate change is real. That's the crux of it. They want to pigeonhole us as Christians and conservatives and say, well, say it. Say BLM is true. Black Lives Matter. Who's going to deny that? And we're forced to say, okay, Black Lives Matter is a true statement. No, I will not use their language. Of course, all lives matter, but I deny their filthy slogans. BLM. It's a facade for Marxism. Same with this. Climate change is not real. And Al should know better, because let's just look at the basic statement. The nomenclature, climate change, just in terms of its etymology, word origin, it's not real. Because we all know that the phrase itself, as I said, the nomenclature being used, climate change, is merely not even, what, 20 years old? And we know that because they had to change what they called the term for environmentalism from global warming to fit the data. Because guess what? The world wasn't heating up, and so they couldn't keep calling it global warming because the science wasn't proving that. So they created a broader umbrella to entail any sort of weather activity, and they could call it, you know, man-made climate change. They call it climate change to make a broader sweep of anything that happens in the weather, they can say it's a result of us harming the environment. We'll call it climate change. But Al knows that. I mean, this is basic conservatism 101, elementary grade school level. These are superficial talking points that any conservative knows if you've listened to any amount of conservative talk or developed any sort of basic fundamental conservative philosophy. You know that climate change is a hoax statement etymologically in its word origin, because it was merely invented as propaganda to replace global warming, since global warming didn't fit the science and they had to change their slogan. Did you follow that? So come on, Al. Climate change is real, just on the most superficial linguistic level, is a foolish statement. It's not real. Matter of fact, you have more justification with the statement unicorns are real than climate change is real, because at least with the word unicorn in its etymology, it has a longer heritage and history in the English language than this phony, stupid phrase climate change that the leftists invented a mere 20 years ago just to push their agenda. It's not real. It's a fake phrase. And furthermore, global warming was a fake phrase, because any conservative knows any conservative with a basic understanding of conservatism and the issues knows that when you go back 20 to 30 years prior to the global warming phrase, at the very first Earth Day, again, this is basic conservative talking points 101, they were holding up signs that warned of the coming ice age. And they were wearing gas masks. So back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, it was global cooling, global freezing. Then it turned into global warming. And then it turned into climate change. So purely on a linguistic level, Al and everybody, climate change as a sentence, as a phrase, is not real. It's all conjured up. Scientifically, I've said to you, I alluded to it here already. Scientifically, climate change is as real as evolution, as in not real. And us constantly saying, well, we'll agree a little bit. It's just like these Christians who say, well, there's some evolution, microevolution, like a bird beak being small and then, well, that's what Darwin used. You know, although people say, adaptation, the color of fur or feathers changes a little bit and then goes back, it fluctuates. Yeah, okay, that's adaptation. That's not evolution. Stop saying, Christians, that evolution is proven science. It's not. And don't tell me that because the weather changes, that climate change is proven by the science. It's not. And the last thing I want to say on this is I really am discouraged with his very superficial assessment at the end there when he says, you know, it's the left trying to increase their political power. Like, come on, Al, that is, again, a superficial, shallow understanding and assessment of what's going on with environmentalism. It's not just a power play, guys. It is a pagan religion. Listen to me. Grand pause for effect. It is modern Baal worship. It is modern pantheism, where you worship everything as God. And it has all the accoutrements of pagan religion, just sanitized in a modern iteration. Just like in the Old Testament, they had Baal worship, and they had shrines to Molech, and they had human sacrifice of their own children. The human sacrifice now in the movement of the left is abortion. They had female priests, shrine prostitutes, Asherah poles to worship female gods, goddesses, and that's modern feminism. We have our own version of it that we see in feminism. The universities of academia are the modern temples of worship, and the priests are the professors of academia peddling this religion. It has its own creation story, evolution, its final cataclysmic ending, which is global heating and meltdown, denying the judgment of a righteous and holy God. It has its own savior, mankind and government, to heal the earth. It has its own ethics and code of conduct, political correctness, the humanist agenda, government regulation. It has its own sacred writings, which is the proven science. Everything is God. It's pantheism. Al, this is Baal worship, an anti-Christ religion. It's not just an economic or global power play. It's deeper than that. And for us to go around saying climate change is real is devastating to a right Christian worldview. We got to stop compromising. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Climate change is not real. as in zero real. Not at all, in any way, shape, or form, zip zero nada of climate change is real. Stand your ground, folks. The fight's getting hot.